Trinity, may I extend to you all a very warm welcome today. I'm sorry we're having to start with some not so good news. Peter Douglas, who was to be made chaplain here this morning, has just come in to say that he and his wife have been involved in a car accident and they're waiting for an ambulance at the moment. So please, as we go through the service, let's hold them in our prayers. And a special welcome, of course, to our Bishop, Gregor. The second time he's been here this week, but first time at a Mother's Union occasion as Bishop, and we do extend a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you. Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Welcome to this Festival Eucharist, the annual festival service of the Mother's Union in the Diocese of Glasgow and Galloway. And may I say what a great joy it is for me to be here for the first time in this new ministry among you. And I hope that this liturgy and all that goes on through it will be a source of encouragement and blessing to every one of us as we continue our pilgrimage together, and especially as we continue that in and through the life of the Mother's Union. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. God is love, and we are God's children. There is no room for fear in love. We love because God loved us first. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith. God, our Father, we confess to you and to our fellow members in the body of Christ that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry. Forgive us our sins and deliver us from the power of evil, for the sake of your Son who died for us, Jesus Christ. God, who is both power and love, forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Imagination. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from Psalms, number 47. Clap your hands, all you nations. Acclaim God with shouts of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, great King over all the earth. For God is King of all the earth. Sing psalms with all your skill. Seated on his holy throne, God reigns over the nations. The princes of the nations assemble with the people of the God of Abraham. For the mighty ones of earth belong to God, and he is exalted on high. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the epistle, the reading comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 18, beginning at verse 23. After spending some time there, he left and went through the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the believers. At that time, a Jew named Apollos, who had been born in Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent speaker and had a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and with great enthusiasm he proclaimed and taught correctly the facts about Jesus. However, he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him home with them and explained to him more correctly the way of God. Apollos then decided to go to Achaia, so the believers in Ephesus helped him by writing to the believers in Achaia, urging them to welcome him. When he arrived, he was a great help to those who, through God's grace, had become believers. For with his strong arguments, he defeated the Jews in public debates by proving from the scriptures that Jesus is the Messiah. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Chapter 16, beginning to read at verse 23.
Glory to Christ our Saviour.
Jesus said, "When that day comes, you will ask me nothing more. In very truth I tell you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. So far you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be complete. Till now, I have been using figures of speech. A time is coming when I shall no longer use figures, but tell you of the Father in plain words. When that day comes, you will make your request in my name, and I do not say that I shall pray to the Father for you. For the Father loves you himself, because you have loved me and believed I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world again and going to the Father." Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel.
Praise to Christ our Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Some words from today's Gospel. Jesus said, "I came from the Father, I am going to the Father." The last few weeks, both before my consecration as your new bishop and after, as you can well imagine, have been both very exciting for me and very demanding. New ministry, new house, new shape and rhythm of life, new way of being a follower of Jesus Christ in the company of all his followers in this diocese. And there's been much coming and going, not least from Newlands to Paul Magee and back again. Paul Magee, you see, is where the nearest municipal skip is to the bishop's house on the south side of Glasgow. I know every twist and turn and suspension-shaking pothole in the road to that skip. In fact, a whole series of huge skips. And coming and going like that can generate a sense of disorientation, of confusion, and certainly occasionally of panic. Will things ever be in order again? Will I ever get to the end of those wretched boxes full of books and long playing records and CDs and God knows what else? Why didn't I throw out all the stuff before I left the old house? And where will I go to church today? I actually quite often have that choice now, which I've never had in my life as a priest until now, a strange kind of freedom that proves to be, and so on and so forth. Not knowing whether you're coming or going is not good if it's in any way prolonged. I'm very glad to say that yesterday, my day off, I put in my diary, final tidy up day. And so it was, actually. Almost everything has gone to the skip that had to go. The house is livable in, and more than that, a very lovely place to be. Now, Jesus knew much in his life and ministry that could have generated for him disorientation, confusion, maybe even panic. He knew opposition, misunderstanding, and even betrayal among his closest followers. Alienation from his family members, who thought he might really be off his head. And he was often surrounded by pressing crowds, by heat and dust and noise. And he regularly sought quiet and retreat, maybe just because he began to wonder whether he was coming or going. But all that said, St. John in today's Gospel reminds us that deep down, the very core of his being, Jesus knew exactly, knew throughout his earthly course, where he had come from and where he was going. from God the Father and to God the Father. And that knowledge, that profound, deep, unshaken knowledge, sustained him in freedom and in love to pursue his course to its earthly end and well beyond, into the very heart of God. Our life, rooted in baptism and gathered day by day around word and sacrament, is already life in Christ. It's already a share in the life that Christ lives. As the preacher at my consecration had it, the life that Christ lives out of his death, the life we celebrate throughout Eastertide and Ascensiontide, that part of the year we're now in. And that being so, we are called every day to be people who know deep down, where we're coming from and where we are going. And to know these things, as I say, deep down at the core of our being. We're called, each one of us, to know ourselves as born of the love of God in Jesus Christ, as having our origin and our very deepest identity in that redeeming and generous love. And we're called to know ourselves to be on a journey whose end will be an unimaginably wonderful realization of what it means to have come from that place in the love of God. That knowledge gives meaning and shape and hopeful purpose to our lives now. It's not simply a knowledge of our origin and our destiny. It's a knowledge that energizes living now. It brings freedom and joy in the midst of all that life can throw at us and amidst all the problems we find in living together in a pretty complicated church and an even more complicated society. And it's worth living by and worth living for and worth trying to share with other people in any ways that are open to us in our actions and in our words. And this, in its particular areas of concern, the Mother's Union exists to do in and through you, its members in our diocese and throughout the world. But I'd like you to remember just one more thing. I'd like you to remember that intriguing figure, Apollos, of whom we heard in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And in particular, I'd like you to remember how he was willing to learn from others in the community of faith, from Priscilla and Aquila. He seemed to be very well instructed and to know a great deal already, but that did not close him to new insights and to new possibilities. And he didn't take offense, at least I assume he didn't, when he suggested, well, you need to think a bit more about this, you know. Remember, therefore, how he gained a deeper knowledge by listening of where he came from and where he was going to. The knowledge I've been talking about in this sermon is a knowledge held above all, not by individuals, but by a whole community of faith, a community to which we all belong, rooted in earth and in heaven, a community where, if we are open to it like Apollos, people like you and me can learn from one another and grow in that knowledge of our origin and destiny and the love of God in Jesus Christ. And that too, I think, the Mother's Union exists within that community of faith to help its members experience on the journey together. So, thank you, members of the Mother's Union, for all that you are and do in our common life throughout this diocese. May God bless you all in the year to come, and may you, living ever more deeply in Christ and knowing where you come from and and where you are going to, may you be people of freedom and of joy, knowing your origin and destiny in the overwhelming and redeeming love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Don't be shy. The commissioning of new officers in the Mothers' Union is a joyful and important occasion. Each office carries great responsibility, for the Mothers' Union is a worldwide society within the Church, with special concern for all that strengthens and preserves marriage and family life. Do you all accept office in the Mothers' Union?
I do, the Lord be my helper.
Will you serve God in this way, in the firm belief that the power of the Holy Spirit will guide and direct all who call upon him?
I will, putting my trust in him.
They're beautifully written, anyhow. Inid, you're going to present Anne for Dawson's present badge. Mm-hmm. And you're going to put that on now, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
See it? Would you all like to turn around and face the congregation? And would the congregation please stand? Members of the Mothers' Union of the Diocese of Glasgow and Galloway, will you remember all the officers in your prayers and give them your loyal support and encouragement?
Amen.
O God, we ask that you will bless your servants with a sense of your presence and knowledge of your constant love. Give wisdom and understanding, your guidance and the humility to accept it. Grant all members the grace to support and uphold all who work in your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The long service members. The long serving members come forward now, please. A couple more still to come. Some of whom I recognize. Yes. Do make sure you're all standing. Well, as we thank God for the long years of faithful service and witness to Jesus Christ, all these people standing before us in the life of the Mothers' Union, we ask God's blessing on them. Loving God, we ask your continued blessings on these members who have served you for more than 40 years through their membership of the Mothers' Union.
Sure, the bishop will be
well.
That name
is served, yes, it's not my
Teachers,
well done, congratulations, well done.
June?
Well done, congratulations. Also, well done, thank you all very much. And then will the other people come and join the office bearers?
If you can.
And face the congregation. Here. Right. Please thank those who have given long service and welcome your new diocesan officers, and please also pray for Peter and for Margaret that all may be well with them, and give thanks too for Peter's predecessor, Scott Robertson, and for his work as diocesan chaplain. Applause, I think, is in order.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Please stand. We meet in Christ's name. Let us present our offerings to the Lord.
Thank you.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. For everything that is in heaven and earth is yours.
All things come from you, and of your own we give you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Worship and praise belong to you, author of all being. Your power sustains, your love restores our broken world. You are unceasingly at work, from chaos bringing order and filling emptiness with life. Christ, raised from the dead, proclaims the dawn of hope. He lives in us that we may walk in light. Your Spirit is fire in us. Your breath is power to purge our sin and warm our hearts to love. As children of your redeeming purpose, freed by him who burst from the tomb and opened the gate of life, we offer you our praise with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, singing the hymn of your unending glory. Holy,
holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Praise and thanksgiving be to you, Lord of all. For by the cross eternal life is ours, and death is swallowed up in victory. The first light of Easter, in the first light of Easter, glory broke from the tomb and changed the women's sorrow into joy. From the garden the mystery dawned that he whom they had loved and lost is with us now in every place forever. Making himself known in the breaking of the bread, speaking peace to the fearful disciples, welcoming weary fishermen on the shore, he renewed the promise of his presence and of new birth in the Spirit, who sets the seal of freedom on your sons and daughters. Before he was given up to suffering and death, recalling the night of Israel's release, the night in which slaves walked free, at supper with his disciples, he took bread and offered you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body. It is broken for you." After supper, he took the cup. He offered you thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant. It is poured out for you and for all, that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me." We now obey your Son's command. We recall his blessed passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Made one with him, we offer you these gifts, and with them ourselves, a single, holy, living sacrifice. Hear us, most merciful Father, and send your Holy Spirit upon us, and upon this bread and this wine, that overshadowed by his life-giving power, they may be the body and blood of your Son, and we may be kindled with the fire of your love, and renewed for the service of your kingdom. Help us, who are baptized into the fellowship of Christ's body, to live and work to your praise and glory. May we grow together in unity and love, until at last in your new creation we enter into our heritage, in the company of the Virgin Mary, the apostles and prophets, and of all our brothers and sisters, living and departed, through Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be to you, Lord of all ages,
world without end. The living bread is broken for the life of the world. As our Saviour has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, give us. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, and his blood, which was shed for you. Take this in remembrance that Christ died and was raised for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is gracious. Eternal God, by this holy sacrament, you enable us to share in your love. So bless us and all members of the Mother's Union, that, being strengthened in love to you and to each other, we may serve you faithfully to your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Christ, our exalted King, pour on you his abundant gifts and bring you to reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
To love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.